When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, and I get sometimes it's hard to talk to your friends about maybe the issues that you have in your life. So, you know what? You want just an unbiased opinion from it. That's when you come to us. You send us a message at Ben and Kelly Show. We'll toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you, all right?
This is a safe place. A lot of sharing.
Yeah. So, first off, he says, don't use my name, please. All right.
Okay, not gonna.
My girlfriend has called me by her ex-boyfriend's name in the middle of bedroom activities, we'll say.
Okay, we know. All right, we get it. We get the idea. Oh, no.
For the third time now.
Oh, wow. Not just once?
We've been together for a little over a year, so I can't imagine why this is still happening.
Oh, yikes.
My brother says I'm a chump for staying with her. He thinks she is still hung up on her ex. She says it's just an accident, and it means nothing. She then reassures me that she loves me and only me. I'm not an overly jealous guy, but am I being naive here? Is this enough to end a relationship over?
Oh, wow. So we're talking 3 infractions is what we're looking at over the course of a year.
Yeah, yeah, and once, okay, awkward.
But then the second and third time?
Yeah.
Maybe she should stop talking.
Yeah, she needs to.
In that moment.
She needs to stop saying names.
Just shut your pie hole, lady. She just,
you know, and maybe it's one of those things where she's like, because you know she's embarrassed by it too, right?
Well, she has to be. I would be absolutely mortified.
So what if she's like, I don't even know. See, I know his name. We're not allowed to say it. But I wonder if the name of her ex is similar to his. And so in the moment, she's like, I can't get this wrong. And then she says it wrong again. Because I have, when I'm trying hard not to mess something up, sometimes I'll just mess it up again.
It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Exactly. So maybe this is all she's gotten in her own head about this.
Maybe, again, we need to stop the talking. Or just make it more generic.
Generic.
Baby. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Did I just sound like the Kool-Aid man breaking through the wall?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, I mean, if she's saying that, too, I'm a little confused. Jackrabbits.
Oh, wow. Jackrabbits?
Oh, we're not good at this. Okey-dokey.
I don't know if we're the right people for this kind of advice.
Right there. Alrighty then.
Stop with the voice. The voice is really not no.
I mean, we're just given options as to things that she could potentially say other than trying to mess up his name again.
Exactly. I think, okay. Now, listen, a lot of people on Facebook were kind of like, you know, showing up red flags, like running emojis, stuff like that. But then Brianna's like, I mean, you could always call her by your ex's name and pull the same card. But I wouldn't take my advice. I'm terrible at relationships. LMAO.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I like that she owned up to it right away. So, yeah, group therapy, 502-571-9970 or at Ben and Kelly Show. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Is it a break-upable offense? Man, group therapy. His girlfriend keeps saying her ex's name in bedroom time, and not just once. I mean, not even just twice. 3 times.
They've been super awkward.
Yeah, they've been together a year. He doesn't understand how this is still happening. She says it's all an accident. His brother's like, yo, you're a chump. You need to break up with her. This is not normal.
And again, they've been together like a year. So a lot of people chiming in on social media, put it up on Facebook. And a lot of people say, yeah, run away. They agree with the brother. Rebecca says, I think it's enough to have a serious conversation about. John says, do it back to her, but yell her mom's name and then her best friend's.
Oh, my gosh.
Either she learns or you get a laugh. Either way, it's a win. You reestablish dominance and are no longer a chump.
Danny Browning, he tweets us and is like, if the roles were reversed, no way she would stay. but he needs to do a better job with those activities and make her forget about her ex. Okay, maybe he needs to read some books then.
Apparently. And then we've got Caitlin is just like, okay. But like, is it only during that special time or just in general? Because I have ADHD. And sometimes when I'm trying to say my boyfriend or my friend's name, I sound like a mom trying to call one of her kids. John, I mean, Chris, Bridget, Kennedy, dang it, what's your name? Rachel. Of course, this is during everyday, daily conversations, not really in the special time you're talking about.
Okay. Dennis, now you've had experience with this. What's happened?
I've done the exact same thing. I was with a woman for 4 years, got with a new one, which is my soulmate, my love of my life. Uh-huh. I did it one time, but in my opinion, she's still communicating with that person.
All right.
After a year, I think that is way too much. It's definitely a deal breaker. I think she's still communicating with that person.
All right. So, Dennis, in your experience, you don't think this looks good?
No, not at all. After a year, you should not even have that person in your mind if the person you're with now is who you want to be with.
Now, thank you, Dennis, by the way. Rachel brings up a good point. How long was she with old dude? She writes on Facebook.
That's a really good question. But, you know, Dennis did hint on something many other people did suggest, that maybe that means she is still communicating with the ex because it's happened more than once.
Now, this doesn't mean that she's getting with her ex.
But if you are communicating with them, then there is still something happening in her life.
Now, there are some people that are like Jennifer, who's saying, hey, sometimes I call my husband by my ex-husband's name, mostly when I'm mad, LOL. I haven't been with my ex in 10 years. It happens.
Oh, wow.
I would let it go for now.
Okay.
Man, this is a tough one. Like, there are some people that are like, yo, red flag. This is it. Move on, cut ties, go. And then there are other people that are like, just have a conversation with her. Because I'm sure she's embarrassed about it.
Right? Oh, yeah. At the very least, I would be like, hey, maybe we just don't say names. You know, maybe we should stop talking in that special time. We just say other things, like we suggested things. I don't want to do that again.
Yeah, yeah. You could suggest objects or just random phrases.
Objects? What do you mean? Bananas. I don't think we should go into
deep fried Oreos. Or just start yelling out brand slogans.
No, I don't think that. Just do it.
Maybe just do it. The quicker picker upper.
I don't think that's a good one.
Do that with when you do fist pumps. All right. Okay, so I think we can move on from this, right? Okay, so I'm saying let's not break up over this.
I thought we were landing to. At the very least, let's have another conversation about, listen, this really, I'm not happy that this has happened more than once.
But
so maybe we just stop saying names and then see if that improves.
Yeah. She's at 3 strikes right now. I mean, so really.
Next one, I think she's out.
She's teetering. Yes. But I don't think this is a breakupable offense just yet. Man, I could be giving the wrong advice right now.
Well, I feel like she is on probation.
Yeah. All right.
For sure.
Listen, I need an update from this. This is one that I'm going to need an update from. Because I want to know if you find out, if it's just a mistake, all things are good, then let us know that. You know what? But if there's something else, please, I want to know that
too.
You
know what you're asking? You're asking him to report in the next time they have some special time.
Well, yeah, of course.
It's just awkward.
I want to know that.
No, I'm not.
Or just invite me over. I'll just sit in the other room and listen.
No.
Is that too awkward? All right. That's group therapy.